So, have you heard the one about the socialist who loves newts, the oversexed aristocrat, and the gay policeman? Well, Londoners have, because those are their three choices for mayor. They vote next week. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on this entertaining race.
It's a tough choice for Londoners. In one corner, Ken Livingstone, Red Ken, incumbent mayor, supporter of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, who once compared a Jewish reporter to a concentration camp guard. In the other corner, Boris Johnson, journalist turned politician, known as Bonking Boris for his numerous affairs. He recently described African children as pickaninnies and claimed that voting conservative would make your wife have bigger breasts and increase your chances of owning a BMW. There are a dozen other hopefuls, including a gay former police chief, but really it's a two-horse race. Tongue in cheek, heart on sleeve, and frequently cap in hand, Ken and Boris are not your average political animals. But then the thinking goes, London is not your average city. Red Ken is out on the stump shooting pool at a youth club in South London, his home turf.
The money's there, and you really want a double use provision over the next 2 years. So if you've got plans to open every night, this is the time to put in for it.
The former champion of the loony left and scourge of Margaret Thatcher is discussing his plans to expand funding for youth centres like this. Youth worker Tony Sanders says he knows who he'll be voting for.
I think he's an excellent mayor. He will certainly get my vote. I don't think it's about class at all. I think it's about who has a heart for London.
Livingstone himself, who started in local government in the 1970s, says this is all about experience, dull and boring though that may sound.
I recreated city government 8 years ago, and we're just about to start a £39 billion transport capital investment programme, £4 billion housing programme, whereas Boris Johnson, of course, has the great experience of having run a small right-wing newspaper, where the only difficult decision was where to go for lunch.
Certainly, Boris does not have Ken's experience. Alexander Boris de Pfeffel Johnson, to use his full name, is the kind of posh Englishman that many foreigners believe still lurks on the corner of every manicured lawn sipping a gin and tonic, but that everyone in Britain knows to be almost extinct. Educated at Eton and Oxford, blessed with a mop of unruly baby blonde hair, Boris boasts he's the only candidate to speak ancient Greek fluently. He's become something of a national institution, not least for his regular appearances on a popular BBC quiz show where he's recklessly honest about his past.
Have you snorted cocaine?
I tried to snort cocaine unsuccessfully a long time ago.
I sneezed.
In a country that has never really gone for the Hollywood crossover into politics, Boris Johnson is about as close as you get. He's had to tone down his assaults on political correctness, but so far he has seemed the livelier campaigner, not least in trying to scotch accusations that he's far too posh to be the mayor of such a diverse city.
I'm going to work like blazes for the people of London, and I don't think Londoners give a monkey's where you come from. What they want to know is whether you're interested in what they've got to say, you're interested in their problems, and that you've got some good ideas to solve them.
Out on the streets, ordinary Londoners such as Peter Revel and Max Grizzard are weighing up the question. Does the big personality with the big hair have the big policies for London?
Boris, yeah, he's a bit of a clown, isn't he, really, to be honest? Well, he doesn't have anything reasonable to say, does he? He just seems to make sound bites and jokes and comments. There's no sort of substance to any of his policies.
Well, I'm hoping he'll win, actually. Well, a lot of his ideas are fairly good, and I'm a bit fed up with Ken.
In the end, that may be what decides it. Are people tired of the incumbent and ready to turn to a new outsider known more for his personality than his politics? Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.